said to Martha, I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me, though he may die, he shall live. And whoever lives and believes in me shall never die. Do you believe this? She said to him, Yes, Lord, I believe that you are the Christ, the Son of God, who is to come into the world. Then Jesus said, Take away the stone. Martha, the sister of him who was dead, said to him, Lord, by this time there is a stench, for he has been dead 4 days. Jesus said to her, Did I not say to you that if you would believe, you would see the glory of God? Then they took away the stone from the place where the dead man was lying. And Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, Father, I thank you that you have heard me, and I know that you always hear me. But because of the people who are standing by, I said this, that they may believe that you sent me. Now when he had said these things, he cried with a loud voice, Lazarus, come forth! And he who had been dead came out bound hand and foot with great clothes, and his face was wrapped with a cloth. Jesus said to them, Loose him and let him go! Therefore, in the name that is above every other name, the name of Jesus, the Christ, our Messiah, our Savior, the Son of the living God, we prophesy to every dead area of your life, dead wounds, dead tissues, dead organs, homes, marriages, businesses, ministries, dead dreams and visions, dead systems, dead economies, dead institutions, dead and dry lands, dead nations, we declare, come alive! We speak to every situation that seems hopeless and beyond redemption. By the resurrection power in the name of Jesus, we say, come alive and be fully restored in Jesus' name. Just as Lazarus came forth, we say, come alive. And just as Jesus rose from the dead on the third day, we say, come alive in Jesus' name. At the name of the one who is called the resurrection and the life, we speak to bodies and minds. We speak to families. We speak to destinies. We speak to the spirit of this nation. We decree, come forth, come alive in Jesus' name. Amen.